Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. It can be so frustrating just to travel across town for a doctor's appointment, right? But imagine if that journey involved like life or death treatment.
Yeah.
Hundreds of miles away from home, from your family, maybe even to a place where people don't speak your language.
Wow.
And that's the reality that Dr. Marisa Chan saw in Western Guatemala.
It's true. And what's so compelling about this story is that it shines a light on this critical aspect of healthcare that I think we often just completely overlook.
Yeah.
And it's location, location, location.
It's so easy to forget that healthcare isn't one size fits all.
Exactly. And that's what makes Dr. Chan such a local hero in this story, right? So in Western Guatemala, there were zero, absolutely zero radiotherapy centers. So people needing that kind of treatment had to travel all the way to Guatemala City.
So they're dealing with a serious illness, and then you add on the financial burden of travel, being away from loved ones, maybe navigating cultural and language barriers.
Mm-hmm.
It's overwhelming.
And sadly, for many people, it meant delaying treatment or even foregoing it altogether. And that's the reality that Dr. Chan was looking at.
Wow. So she takes matters into her own hands and opens the Centro de Radioterapia Los Altos in Quetzaltenango.
Yes.
The first of its kind in the region. And get this. At the heart of this whole operation is a reconditioned linear accelerator.
Okay.
I have to admit, when I first read that, I pictured, some rusty old machine being held together with duct tape.
It's one of those words that throws people off, but a linear accelerator is essentially the engine of modern radiotherapy. It delivers those incredibly precise doses of radiation that target cancer cells. So reconditioned in this case simply means it was previously used.
So it's like getting a gently used car. It's still got plenty of miles left in it.
Precisely. And for Dr. Chan, it was a stroke of genius because it made this incredible project significantly more affordable.
Yeah.
Without compromising the quality of care at all.
Talk about resourcefulness as an art form. This isn't just bringing any old equipment in. This is bringing in technology that can provide cutting edge treatment.
Yeah, this reconditioned machine, this is an outdated tech. It's capable of delivering treatments like IMRT, intensity modulated radiation therapy. Think about it, being able to basically paint the radiation precisely onto the tumor.
Wow.
Minimizing the impact on surrounding healthy tissue that wasn't previously available in that region.
Okay.
That's a game changer for patients in Western Guatemala.
Wow, so no compromises just because it's outside of the capital. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm guessing the impact of the center goes way beyond just the technology itself, though, right?
You hit the nail on the head. The real magic happens when you combine that cutting-edge technology with a deep understanding of the community's needs, right? And one of the things that struck me most about Dr. Chan's story was her observation that many people were choosing not to travel for treatment, even when they could.
Really? I mean, I get the financial and logistical challenges, but you'd think people would move mountains to get the care they need, especially if it's life or death.
And they would, but for some people, it was about more than just logistics.
Yeah.
It was about being comfortable, about being surrounded by their loved ones, their language, their culture during such a difficult time.
Mm.
It was about trust and familiarity.
That's such a powerful insight. It makes you think about healthcare in a whole new light. It's not just about the medicine, it's about the human experience.
And that's where Dr. Chan's approach really shines. Think about it, being able to stay close to home, having your family nearby, not having to worry about these exorbitant travel costs on top of everything else.
Yeah.
It just removes so many layers of stress and uncertainty during a time when people are already incredibly vulnerable.
Exactly.
And it's reflected in every aspect of the Centro de Radioterapia Los Altos, right down to having staff who speak the local indigenous languages, Quiche and Mam.
Wow. Now that's what I call going the extra mile. I imagine something like that can make a world of difference to someone who's already feeling scared and uncertain. It's like she thought of everything. But I'm guessing building something like this from the ground up, I mean, that couldn't have been easy, right?
Let's just say it took a special kind of determination. And luckily, Dr. Chan has that in spades. Imagine the trust that she had to build within the community to get this project up and running.
Yeah, it's a huge leap of faith for people to put their hope, their health, in the hands of a brand new facility.
It is. And the funding, I mean, securing the resources for a project of this magnitude, that's no small feat. And we should mention Radiology Oncology Systems, ROS.
Right.
They were instrumental in providing not just the equipment, but the training to make it all work.
It's incredible to see that kind of collaboration and support. Talk about a team effort. But even with the equipment, the funding secured, I imagine getting a team up to speed on such specialized technology, that takes time. Dedication.
Absolutely. So Dr. Chan and her entire team, they underwent extensive specialized training to be able to operate that linear accelerator and deliver those cutting edge treatments.
Right.
We're talking a massive commitment, all driven by a desire to serve their community.
Yeah. And it's not even just about the technical expertise at that point. It's also that extra layer of cultural sensitivity, understanding, having staff who speak the local indigenous languages, that's huge.
It is.
Like you said before, meeting people where they are, literally and figuratively, it's about understanding that healthcare goes beyond just treating the physical ailment, right?
Yeah.
It's about addressing the whole person.
Precisely. And the impact speaks for itself, right? The Centro de Radioterapia Los Altos has the potential to serve 38% of Guatemala's population. Let that sink in for a moment.
Wow, 38%. That's thousands upon thousands of people who now have access to quality cancer care that simply wouldn't have been possible before.
And it's a powerful example of how one person's vision, one person's dedication can have this ripple effect. Dr. Chan saw a need. She didn't wait for someone else to fill it.
Wow.
She took action. And the results are truly transformative, not just for the patients, but for the entire region.
It makes you wonder how many other communities are out there,
yeah,
underserved, overlooked, just waiting for someone like Dr. Chan to step up and say, enough is enough. We need to do better.
It's a question we should all be asking ourselves, especially in our own communities, because this isn't just a story about Guatemala. It's a story about equity, about recognizing that healthcare is a human right, not a privilege. And it's about the power of one person to make a difference and to inspire countless others along the way.
It really makes you stop and think about those unsung heroes in our own backyards, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The ones working tirelessly, often without, you know, the recognition they deserve to improve access to care, to make healthcare more equitable, more human. What can we do to support those efforts?
Absolutely. Look around. Look at your own community, your own, like, sphere of influence. Where are the gaps?
Yeah.
Who's working to fill them? Because even small actions, when we can multiply those, when we join forces, we amplify those efforts, they can have a profound impact. Just like Dr. Chan has done in Guatemala, we can all be a part of that positive change.
Absolutely. Her story is a potent reminder that change often starts small, you know, with someone recognizing a need and deciding to do something about it. And even in the face of, you know, seemingly insurmountable challenges, determination and a clear vision can truly make a difference. But let's be honest, not everyone can be Dr. Chan, right?
Right.
So what can the rest of us do? What can we take away from this incredible story that feels actionable, something tangible that we can do in our own lives?
That's a great question, and it's something I think about a lot. We may not all be doctors. We may not have the resources to build a state-of-the-art medical facility, but we can all start by shifting our perspective. We can start by asking ourselves, how can I be a better advocate for accessible and equitable healthcare in my own community?
So as we kind of wrap up our deep dive into Dr. Chan's inspiring work, you know, it really gets you thinking.
Yeah.
It's not just about the incredible things she's accomplished, but like, what it means for us.
Right.
Here, wherever here happens to be for you listening right now.
It's like that saying, right? Think globally, act locally.
Right.
Dr. Chan's story, I think, reminds us that even problems that seem insurmountable, they can be tackled one step at a time.
Yeah.
With enough passion and commitment.
She saw a need in her community, didn't wait for someone else to fix it,
mm-hmm,
dove in head first.
Yeah.
And created something truly extraordinary.
Yeah, and her story, I think, highlights this universal truth about healthcare.
Yeah.
Something that transcends borders, cultures. It's not enough to just simply have treatments available.
Right.
Those treatments need to be accessible, both physically and culturally.
Yeah, it's like Dr. Chan said, even when treatment was available in Guatemala City, many people chose not to go.
Mm.
And not just because of the cost or even the distance, but because they felt, you know, more comfortable, safer, closer to their support systems, you know, within their own communities.
Exactly. And that's a really profound insight because it challenges us to think differently about how we'd design and deliver healthcare in general, right? It's about understanding those unique needs of each community, addressing those cultural and linguistic barriers that exist, and meeting people where they are.
So as we sign off today, here's something I kind of want you to ponder. Take a look around your own community. Who are the unsung heroes fighting for better healthcare, for greater access, for a more equitable system? And, you know, what can you do in your own way to support those efforts, to be a part of that positive change?
Because even small actions, when we multiply them, they can have a ripple effect, just like Dr. Chan has shown us.
It's about having those conversations, volunteering your time, donating to organizations that are doing good work, or even just, you know, spreading the word, raising awareness. We all have a role to play in building a world where healthcare is a right, not a privilege. A world where everyone has the opportunity to live a healthy and fulfilling life.
Beautifully said. And on that note, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Keep asking those important questions. Keep seeking out those local heroes.
Yes.
And keep believing in the power of collective action.
Until next time, keep diving deep.